It seems like no one is happy at the University of Virginia, not the protesting students and faculty who are angry at the board for ousting President Teresa Sullivan, and not the people who made the decision. It took almost 12 hours to decide on an interim president, and that agreement wasn't reached until 3 this morning.
The Washington Post's Anita Kumar has been reporting on this story. She joins us live. Anita, good to have you back.
Thank you.
You know, clearly the board didn't seem to have any idea this decision would breed such discontent. Does it seem in Charlottesville that the board may be out of touch with students and faculty?
Well, I mean, definitely there's a difference of opinion there. I mean, several members of the board thought they did what they thought was right. The problem has been, some people disagree, obviously, but the other problem has been is that most of the information they're not sharing. So as you indicated, that meeting that was almost 12 hours, most of it was closed to the public. And they haven't, many of the board members have not talked to the public or to the media. The rector has issued a few statements, but they really aren't providing much information.
You know, it's a public institution. One would think they should have to provide that information.
Well, the board does run the university, so they do have some latitude there. I mean, there's no dispute here on whether they violated any laws or anything. They do have the authority to go into private session, executive session, to talk about personnel matters, and I don't think anyone's really disputing that. I do think there are a lot of people in Charlottesville, the faculty and staff and students, who feel that they still don't have answers to their questions.
Now, today, after an interim president was chosen, Governor McDonnell tiptoed his way around the controversy. Tell us who the interim president is and what his qualifications are.
He's actually been there, I think, since 1997, so quite some time. He's the dean of the McIntyre School of Commerce, which is the undergraduate business program at UVA, which is nationally ranked. He, by all accounts, people generally feel like he is, you know, a good manager and obviously a good in his field. But he's got some tough, you know, he's got a problem coming into a school that didn't want him because they really want President Sullivan, who has left. So already in Charlottesville, we're starting to hear some professors and faculty members say that he's going to be, quote, a puppet for the board, and they're not sure how much they're going to support him.
If there's an open rebellion against the interim president and then a new president after him, can the school effectively move forward, and is there any chance Teresa Sullivan would be brought back?
I think there was a talk about bringing President Sullivan back yesterday. There were some board members who talked to her or a representative for her about possibly coming back. What would it do to, you know, what could we do to bring you back or keep you? And there were some board members that were very much in support of that. But I think that behind closed doors, they fell short of the number that they needed. They needed 9 votes. I don't think they had that. But they also, I'm not sure she would have come back with 9 votes because, you know, that would be almost half the board still didn't support her. And so whatever the reason, they did not have the votes anyway to bring her back. And so I think that issue of whether they can reinstate her is probably over.
Anita, thanks so much for your help. We appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
Anita Kumar of The Washington Post.